I wanted to tell you a little bit about Tim. He's great company and fantastic fun to be with. There's always masses to talk about, sharing the daily trivia of life and the latest political turmoil. He was popular with an enormous range of friends to which he was totally loyal. He had an unshakable sense of right and wrong and was passionate about so many things. His work, his friends, family, animals, and those less fortunate than him. Debating, arguing, and righting wrongs were high on the agenda, and family suppers could become very loud as a result. He was full of plans for his future, mapping out the next few years to include travelling with his brother and completing his apprenticeship. Our house used to be full of noise and laughter and life. It's now quiet and we are all struggling. Tim's life is precious and private for the family, but the events surrounding his death can be learnt from. And if changes are made that result in lives being saved, and that will be of some small comfort. The conclusion clearly states, or was stated by the coroner, it was a treatment and diagnosis problem, Tunbridge Wells Hospital, and he also found significant problems with the vaccination system. We hope that the two reports that will be sent by the coroner to NHS England and Tunbridge Wells Hospital, addressing the systemic problems that the inquest revealed, will be acted on with all seriousness. We have agreed to work with the hospital to try and effect changes locally, but this is not just a local problem. Our fight is to ensure that every GP surgery across the country has the patient alert system switched on and offers the vaccine to all of their 18 to 25 year old patients, as Public Health England wishes. We also hope that all hospitals update their sepsis protocols and make sure that their staff are trained to follow them without exception.